Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The accident had just happened. The car right behind the lady just, oop, I'm gone. Oop, somebody, you know. I just could not believe that. The car is upside down, and you're still trying to get to where you're going. They were like this judge. They were self-absorbed. I guarantee you, if they were flipped in that car, they would have then wanted someone to help them. And man, that reminded me of the judge just right here at this moment. Wonder why the Lord let me see that and was able to help today. But this judge only did something because it affected him. We cannot be like that. We need to have love and compassion for everyone. When the Bible says love your enemies, we have a tough time loving our brothers and sisters. When he says love your enemy, that's a big task. Do not be like this judge. Only do something when it troubles you. Now, one thing I will say, you only do something when you have a burden for it. And that's like prayer. You know, we talk about prayer a lot around here. But I tell you, we need to amp it up a little bit. I'm telling you, when we pray, we need to be down here at this whole altar as a congregation together. We say we want prayer, we want change. It's not going to be a 2-minute prayer, folks, where people sitting in their pews. We need to get down to this altar every time as a group and have a burden for prayer. Is it serious? Are you going to continue to come and pray? Or are we going to play games? Prayer is that important. You know, I like the story of Nehemiah. We talked about it before. But Nehemiah prayed twice as long as it took to build the walls of Jerusalem. I'm telling you, prayer prepares you for what's ahead. If you are not prepared for what's ahead, when an accident happened, when tragedy happened, what will you do? Now, if anybody know me, I am very antsy, all over the place. I was so calm in that accident, I was scared myself. All right, because I would normally have been freaking out. But I was so calm, I just could not believe that. I told my wife, man, I tell you, I was all right there. I was pretty cool. I was calm. Because she was on this, now she was a Spanish girl, and you know what she was saying? Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. I told you, whenever you say, oh, it getting serious. Did I tell you? And man, I tell you, I wish you could have saw her feet. It was just so twisted up. Airbags deployed. Glass. I actually cut my hand trying to help her out. My hand got cut. But she was saying, oh Lord. She was praying. Was she praying? How about Peter when he was walking on water for 2 seconds? He said, oh Lord, help me. God says, always be ready to pray and not to faint. But we're talking about this widow and this judge. We see that this judge only was concerned about himself. But the widow had the determination that God was going to avenge her. She believed that God said what he will do. Do you believe that God will do what he said? When he says, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he send for laborers, do you believe it? If you do, he'll do it. Check me out in this scripture, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.